Like, you know, listen, there is in my family, you know, there's brothers that like to take, you know, yeah, they like to take the others, you know, and it's interesting, right? But when we look at, when I look at the, you know, the fathers and mothers of at least my great-grandparents, you know, they were both black, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's I think it's important, you know, like when I was saying, like, you know, whatever your culture is, to live that out, but it's also, you know, I see that a certain genre of rap music is death culture, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, is that the best thing to live out? You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by that?
Well, death culture, I mean, it's so vast. It's just so big, you know? Like, I mean, you could go with the food, for example. Like, I mean, certain foods is death to your body, you know what I mean?
So yes,
that's death culture. Mm. But it's, when it comes to a rap, I'm talking about, you know, it's when you're promoting, you know, violence, and you're promoting killing and all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm.
That a lot of the youngins are on, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, but before it was like, okay, in the 80s, 90s, you know, it's okay. Yo, it's dope to have knowledge. You got knowledge, okay? You know what I mean? It's moves.
You can ride, man. You get vouched for out there.
Like, yo, like you had to have some sort of level of knowledge, you know, to be an MC, right? It's not. It wasn't just like, you know, I just
grabbed the mic.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's culture, because that's dealing with traditions,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it went from that to like, okay, it went to the D-boy, you know what I'm saying? But it was still kind of fly in the aspect, you know, like, because you had a lot of guys, you know, portraying like, you know.
They were rolling.
You know, AZ and I'm not talking about AZ the rapper, I'm talking about AZ and Alpo and those guys, if you know the story about Paid in Full, right? But it was, you know, it had this like fly D-boy, right? But then it went from like D-boy into that gangster, right? And then it was like, okay, now it's the gangster rap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, you got guys that ain't gangsters that are rapping like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems like you got guys that are really in the streets rapping,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So the rules are reversed now,
mm-hmm.
and so many of them are getting bodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean, right? Like, there's a certain genre of rap music in the hip hop industry, hip hop culture, that is death culture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, you went from being a D-boy to now you're just a shooter. You know what I'm saying? And so, I think that's you know, how I see it. It's like, you know, it's gotta be, you know, for me, I think about how you can deliver that message. Very intellectual. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I mean, delivering the message and stuff like that. So with your music, what message are you trying to really get to your fan base?
Great question.
As of right now, like what I'm working on, it's very much about love, loving yourself.
I like that.
Very much about loving, like. On my next project, I got a song about my son, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I talk about
how like
we've been through things, me and him, right? Because I grew up with him. I was 17 when I had him, and I was a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through a lot, me and him together. But and then, you know, just because of all the things that happened, you know, I had been through, like, abusive relationships, and doing things that I had to do to ultimately survive, or what I thought I had to do to survive.
Yeah.
I didn't have that self-love yet, mm-hmm. like I do now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So promoting that, that's why, like, that's more of what my message is. I've also been working on, like, trying to get clean for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've struggled with addictions for all of my adult life, really.
Mm-hmm.
So putting down the bottle and saying no to drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say Angel on Demon Time is, like, accurate to my current life right now. I just felt like I had to get it out of the way for me to move on to do what I'm supposed to do. And so it's a little bit conflicting with what I'm saying, because if you listen to my lyrics on Angel on Demon Time, it seems like I might be promoting hustling and treating, you know, men a certain way or whatever, but that was how it felt at one point. That's how it was at one point. So,
Diego, did she treat us? Let's ask Diego.
Does she let you out the kitchen? Does she let you out the kitchen? Yeah.
No, she was just saying about like the way she raps about men and on this project, right? And I was like, no, that's Diego. You know?
Most of the songs I wrote, he wasn't around yet.
I see. No, but that's
he's a little vato on tacos though.
Lovato. Dope. Well, go ahead.
Actually, sorry, that one of the next songs you guys are gonna play though, I did write about him though. That's
True Love.
True Love, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's for me.
Oh, Diego. Yeah, that's awesome. Well said. You know, well said with how you responded to that question. Mm-hmm. Very well said.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Did you? Yeah.
Doing it?
On it!
Imagine this. waiting. You can ask my sister. Jeff took me uptown, R.I.P. Andre. We really took this world. Forgiatos on a Bentley truck. Converse when we putting up. When we in traffic, you ain't quick enough. Reminiscing on the days we wasn't good enough. All this property in my name now. Crazy how things have changed now. You can catch me dancing in the rain now. I'm making billions off my pain now. Came from the worst of the worst situations. Can't believe we really made it out. All that it took was hard work and dedication. And some faith, I feel like God really looking down. Look at me now. And my story can really tell itself. Survived the gang, withstood the rain. Damn, my pain was always really, really putting out. But if you look at me now, way that I be moving around, I'm getting kicked by the pound. I pray to God that there will never be a drought. All this property in my name now. Crazy how things have changed now. You can catch me dancing in the rain now. I'm making billions off my pain now. Came from the worst of the worst situations. Can't believe we really made it out. All that it took was hard work and dedication. And some faith, I feel like God really looking down. Look at me now.
What you wish for, you don't wanna receive that. They bury you alive, this is life after death. Chris the real in the flesh, this is Chucky for fresh. I bust the stupid dope moves, homie Joe from the X. You gotta check and pass, I'm playing chess on a 20-seater. We catch flight on them haters and lift them out they sneakers. Business dealers up in Patsy Pizza. I'm breaking bread with the fam, why you mad at me for? I got a Billy in the scope, we ain't missing much. And we kill all rats, my this is us. What the f***?
Look at me now.
I'm at the Four Seasons with five different ethnicities. They all bad. This is one hell of a feeling. This is one hell of a feeling. This is one hell of a feeling. Last night my girl went through my iPhone. She was talking crazy to some chick I had my eye on. She found out what happened in the car right after Carbone. But she knows she can't leave me cause she'll do worse if she move on. My crib look like a group home. A bunch of Winnie Harlows running around, they all two-tone. Twerking on they live inside the pool, no bathing suit on. I come from the trenches, but now I'm in Hawaii going up with all my real ones. This is one hell of a feeling. This is one hell of a feeling. Somewhere with a famous chick, count up a million. This is one hell of a feeling. Look at how I'm out here living. I come from humble beginnings. Car got stars in the crib, thanking God that he got me out here winning. This is one hell of a feeling. I used to go to Kroger's and pay for women to drink. And now I take the girls you dream about out to eat. I'm buying modern China and paying off the police. I'm trying to bring Wakano and Noble to Walnut Creek. I guess I'm rich enough for my exes to finally fight for me. This money made them all find out why I wasn't wifing them. Cheating while you broke, that's when they gon' call you trifling. But when you get rich, they expect it, so it's alright with them. I'm no longer dodging 12.
I'm probably courtside or backstage with David Chappelle. Taking shots with Elon Musk, just posted bail. I caught a DUI while checking my ticket sales. Aiden eating quail and Haley buying Chanel. My mama in Vallejo, this year's Beverly Hills. That 580 Benz got friends looking in mirrors. I promise this the beginning, I'm winning. Man, this is one hell of a feeling. This is one hell of a feeling. Somewhere with a famous chick, count up a million. This is one hell of a feeling. Look at how I'm out here living. I come from humble beginnings. Car got stars in the crib, thanking God that he got me out here winning.
Classic.
This is one hell of a feeling.
Oh, what a feeling it's gonna be to add some clarity. People acting funny, turn your drama to a parody. I done got accustomed to the perks of my celebrity. You know my name, I don't argue with security. Infidelity lead her to question if she's dead to me. Lying to your face, my breath reek of insincerity. Underneath my cape is no six-pack, just insecurity. In the public eye, a happy guy that's full of purity. Mostly just obscurity. Crazy cause I share a lot. I be moving careless, which is crazy cause I care a lot. I'm more revenant than heaven sent. I had to bear a lot. Follow rainbows, found gold and chose to share the pot. I know I'm no wicked man, I be feeling wicked though. Native to the greed and lust, from the tribe of pick a hoe. Some take your internal growth and look at it as disrespect. No strings attached, be sounding great till
this
it's a
is
disconnect.
This is one hell of a feeling. This is one hell of a feeling. Somewhere with a famous chick, count up a million. This is one hell of a feeling. Look at how I'm out here living. Come from humble beginnings. Car got stars in the crib, thanking God that he got me out here winning. This is one hell of a feeling.
One hell of a feeling. One hell of a feeling. Oh.
My man Simba.
Oh. We got Loka Hunters in the house.
Boom, 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 boom.
One Order Radio.
Angel on Demon Time just released. Man, so we getting into the goods. We getting into the goods. And, you know, so I wanted to ask you, like, you know, since you brought up, you know, the challenges of dealing with addiction, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't mind, let's talk about that deeper, like the challenges of it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, man, it literally affects my whole life. Mm-hmm. I am not the same person. When I'm using, when I'm drinking, I don't like myself. I can't do things. I'm unproductive. My relationships with everybody are not good. My relationships with myself, with the creator, not good. And so the challenges everything. Like I've lost a lot of jobs because of it. I missed a lot of opportunities because of it. I hurt a lot of people. I hurt myself. You know? Yeah.
So what is your message to anybody out there struggling right now?
You know, you're not alone. You are loved. Creator's got your back. You just gotta keep trying. You gotta wake up. You gotta fight it. Whatever it is, you gotta dig deep. And if you can't dig deep, just you gotta dig a little deeper. And tomorrow is a new day. And every day is a new opportunity to make it a new change, a new choice. We have choices. And even if we fall, you gotta get back up. Yeah.
Keep pushing on, right?
Yeah.
Keep it pushing for sure.
Absolutely, because you know everybody falls, you know what I'm saying. But mm-hmm. you know, do you pick yourself up again? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying. That's the main thing. You know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And And so, you know, like you said, you're a single mother. You know, you grew up with your son, and you know, what's that experience been like? And what's your message to, you know, single mothers out there?
You know, it was really, really hard. I was fortunate enough to have support of my mom. So, you know, it was me and my son, but it was also my mom, you know, helped out too a lot so I could work and whatever, when I was struggling and I wasn't there able to be present. But my message to single mothers, you know, it does take, it sounds so cliche, but it takes a village. So, you know, finding that support, you know, we're not meant to raise children alone, you know, we're not. One of my girlfriends, you know, unfortunately she's a single mother and her baby daddy's not helping her, and she's posted on Facebook to community, somebody help me with this baby. So I was like, I'm on my way, you know. Me and Tiago went and grabbed that baby for her, but we only had time for maybe an hour by the time she was ready for us to pick him up. But you know, reaching out to community and safe people too, though, right? I was taught, you know, if we're getting frustrated, you know, put the baby down in the crib and walk out and close the door. Like, don't, it's not good for us to be around our kids when we're getting too frustrated. It's not healthy, and, like, we just, you know, we deserve breaks too.
Yeah, you gotta make sure that the energy that you know, putting out.
So, kid, ask for help, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Ask for help,
yeah.
No, that story of a single mother, you know, my mom, you know, shout out to my mom, you know what I'm saying? She's a single mother too, right? And, you know, it's, you know, for young men growing up with, you know, without fathers, right? You know, the damage can be very heavy, right?
100%.
It can be very heavy. And sometimes, you know, sometimes males, they act a little bit more feminine, you know, and not on, like, sexuality-wise, but just, you know, emotion.
I'm gonna raise by a woman.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But also, you know, there's a lot of strength in there, right? And you can learn to be a nurturer, you know what I'm saying? Because most definitely a mother's, you know, her nature is to nurture. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I definitely think that there's, you know, there's pros, but there's also cons, right? Because, you know, a mother can't show a boy to be a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a man's job, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like, oh, you're showing this hard body. Nah. It's just like the nature, right? We got to look at the natures of our internal
self, right? I feel you. I'm definitely soft. I'm a softie, so... Yeah, he doesn't have that, or he hasn't had that, that positive male figure.
Go mow the lawn.
Get out of bed.
Go to school.
Take the garbage out.
Mop the floor, clean the dishes.
Yeah, and those are all good things that we need to know, right?
Cause, what you say?
And those are all good things we need to know because...
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. And you know why I'm talking to you?
Because you need to know these things.
So you can take care of yourself, right? And you need to know how to take care of yourself. And, you know, I used to hate it when my grandma used to say it to me. You think I'm going to be around here all the time, boy? Right? And she ain't here no more, but she left me with the tools so I can take care of myself, right?
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. You can, you know, what's that saying? You can give somebody a fish and feed them for one day, or you can teach them how to fish and feed them for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Yeah.
And that's really what it is, man.
It really is.
I need my spring salmon, though. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere, nowhere I can get this.
So let's talk about that. What does the superstar Locahontas, what's her diet like? What does she eat?
I'd like to think I eat pretty clean. Like, recently I just going through a stomach ulcer, so I'm trying to avoid spicy foods right now and acidic foods. But normally, like, I eat a lot of chicken. I eat a lot of fish. Eat a lot of beef. Lots of vegetables. Lots of eggs.
She's a meter.
Lots of potatoes. Lots of bread. I honestly eat everything. but it depends. Like sometimes I'll go to the gym and afterwards have like a cheeseburger, you know, or something. I don't like to do it often. I try to avoid fast food as much as possible, but sometimes you gotta get it in you.
Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger. Stay away from that McDonald's, shorty.
I almost went to McDonald's yesterday. I went to Wendy's instead.
That's his cousin.
The healthier choice.
That's his cousin. JBC, it's small.
That's his cousin, no doubt. Hey, look, man. Every once in a while, I binge on ice cream and cereal. That's my thing, you know what I mean? That's my poison. I love that cereal, boy.
Cereal.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
I forgot to mention. I've been eating a lot of rice and beans lately, and tortillas because Tiago cooks mostly in our household. Like he's the chef of the house, and so we be eating rice and beans a lot.
I leave my rice.
He's Salvadorian.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know how to cook, man. They know how to cook.
So good.
Sure. You know. So, yeah, I was, earlier you said something about the sweats. So, how often did you used to go to sweats and stuff like that?
When I was a kid, we went all the time. I still go to Sweat Lodge now. Not as often as I'd like to. But, you know, I got a good, like, ceremony family, and there's sweats, like, every weekend if I want to. So I would say I'm going like once a month or even maybe less. I'd like to be going like at least twice a month.
Yeah.
At least. Every weekend if I could.
Yeah, I heard once you go every weekend, it really helps you, right?
Yeah, it's really good. Have you guys ever been?
I've never been, but I've been offered to, and I'm going to take that offer very soon here.
Well, if you ever want to go, I'll bring you guys too, you know?
Awesome. Yeah.
Let's set it up.
I like that.
Because I need to do a sweat.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
I like
it's
that.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
I like that.
I know that it purifies the body, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
Digi. Let's go.
I just remember a little joke about sweating in a bathhouse.
Oh my goodness. Digital always got something to say, man. He always come out left field sometimes, man.
Bathhouse and baby oil, man. We'll talk about other things.
Oh, man. Baby oil, huh?
That's a different conversation.
You know what I'm
still
saying?
A sweat, man.
We're talking about sweat.
It's sweat.
So
sweat.
You know, one order, man. We crack jokes here, man. You know what I'm saying?
I think you bunch of fun guys out here.
You know what I mean? Like,
think you do some out here.
Uh-huh.
Think you got jokes out here, eh?
So what was it like living on the island?
You know, I was like a kid when I was on the island. So, I just remember, ceremony. I did soccer. I moved here in my early teens. So, I don't have much memories other than I had some unfortunate things happen to me in my like beginning of my teenagehood, and then my mom was going through a really hard time, so we bounced to Vancouver, and it's also been tough, but I feel like this is my home. Like I grew up here.
So what part of Vancouver did you move to?
Well, first we hopped around a bit. I lived in North Van for a very short period of time. I lived in North Burnaby for a short period of time, and then I lived in East Van for a long time, and I haven't really left since.
East Van's the hood.
I lived in Skeena for like 8 years.
Skeena Projects.
Now I'm still in East Van, so what about you guys?
Oh, man. I need a tour in East Van.
Yeah, I had some good times in East Van.
Many
good times in East Van.
I had some good times and some bad times.
You know, a bit of both.
East side, man.
Yin and yang, you know.
Something about the east side of every city in the world, you know what I mean?
That's why.